is Coast to Coast PM with Phil Hendry on the Premier Radio Network.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The reality-based programming that we've become familiar with, whether it's real stories of the Highway Patrol, you know, Survivor is an extension of that. Cops is a successful kind of programming based at least in part, Big Brother is the new one, based at least in part on the fact that supposedly, anyway, the production costs on these shows are relatively low compared to more setup shows, more, you know, programs that rely more on actors and heavy production values. And a lot of these programs are being now started or promoted by private entities. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a sort of an adjunct or ancillary volunteer police force, has taken a cue from the cop shows like Real Stories of the Highway Patrol and Cops. And they're going to be out and about this week. This is, as you probably know, National Stop Pornography Week. And there are a lot of people who are involved in trying to roll back pornographic bookstores and videotapes and any kind of outlet that deals with adult material from neighborhoods. We have on the line General Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police to talk to us about what they're going to be doing this week to try to roll back pornography in neighborhoods around Southern California, at least. General Santos, how are you? General Santos, how are you doing?
I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, I'm sorry. We didn't... you're in the substation right now?
That is correct. We're in the Citizens Auxiliary Police substation, which is located here in Hawthorne, California, Phil.
All right. You're going to be out interviewing people who are coming out of adult bookstores and video stores?
That is correct, Phil. The Citizens Auxiliary Police officers from our substations throughout Southern California will be out and about this week photographing people who enter into adult adult bookstores or video stores and adult video stores. We will as well be out in front of some of the better-known outlets, Blockbuster, Hollywood Video, Sex Shop. We want to take a peek in people's bags and see what sex videos that they're renting and how much as many of these, what we think are really debilitating sexual addictions are out there, so that we can videotape this for the program that we're going to be starting shortly on, hopefully we'll be trying to get network play on.
You guys are going to be out there with cameras, right?
That is correct. So we're going to be taping these interventions and putting together a what they call in the television business a pilot. A pilot is, from the people who know, tell me a pilot is a show that you make so that you can show it to the people in charge of the different networks and see where they want to take a chance on it. We think we've got a very viable program here. Sex Track, we hope, is going to help people understand we've got a problem with sexual addiction in this culture. We have a lot of middle-class families now availing themselves of pornography and sexual materials. And Sex Track is going to show that. It's going to show them coming out of stores, Citizens Auxiliary Police officer asking, take a peek in their bag, maybe take a little peek around, see what they have gotten out of the store. And with Sex Track, I think we're going to have a good show that people are going to want to watch, but all the more we're going to have a show that people will be educated by.
That's the name of the show, Sex Track?
That's correct. That's the working title. And
so you'll be out, Citizens Auxiliary Police officers will be out stopping people as they come out of video stores, asking to look at the videos that they've rented?
That's correct. And people will know that it's a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer. Phil, we do wear a blue armband, and we wear a distinctive-looking armband, and we also wear a white safari helmet or a pith helmet. Generally, we also have on Bermuda shorts or some kind of... shorts. So people will recognize.
People will know it's you. Now, we're not talking about, you guys are not police officers, right? You don't have powers of arrest.
We don't have powers of arrest, no. We do have, everybody has a right to citizen's arrest, which we do exercise vigorously if we do feel that we have the right to detain someone.
All right, but what I want people to know is that when they see you out there at the video stores asking to look into their bags to see what videos they've just rented, they're not talking to a police officer.
Well, I don't know what it is you're driving at.
Well, I want them to know that you're not really a police officer, that you're standing out in front of Blockbuster, right?
That is correct.
You're wearing a blue armband and a white pith helmet or a safari hat?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just All right, and
if you got a problem with that, or if it...
No, I want to know what you're wearing so that people will know that it's the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Then it...
Phil, what we do is we ask people, we like to take a look and see what videos you have to track, as the program's called, Sex Track. What Sex Track going to do is we're going to be tracking of these sex videos people are renting. Now, if the person refuses, we do utilize the Citizens Auxiliary Police three-step takedown, which is fully legal and is within our purview. We want to know who the perverts are. We want to know who the regular families are that have been sort of sucked in by all this.
And all right, well, hold on for a minute. Jay Santos with us, General Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're going to be out in Southern California this week videotaping people coming out of video stores and adult stores. And ask them what videos they have as part of a pilot show, Sex Track, which they want to sell to a network. And I want to ask you about this three-step takedown. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 as we talk here to General Santos. What is the three-step take? So if someone refuses to show you the video...
Someone refuses to show the video, tell them this is just for precautionary information. We just want a little bit of information, take a peek around, see if they're not... taking out some of these...
What would you call a perverse tape, for instance?
Well, I mean, the obvious adult videotapes.
Yeah, but what else? I mean, you're going to be looking at all video...
Well, if, for instance, 9.5 weeks, we think, probably steps over the line a little bit. Two Moon Junction, Henry and June. I think these are examples of perversion. Iron Giant, Boogie Nights, films such as that, which I think show a perversion. Now, the three-step takedown you're asking me, Phil?
Yeah, what is a three-step takedown?
That is if someone is going to get violent with us or someone that is actively resisting us. Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer does have the right to three-step takedown.
And so what are the three steps?
Well, basically the first step is Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer kneels behind the subject on all fours. Number two, the interrogating officer ascertains that the other officer is in position, is kneeling behind the subject. And then number three, the interrogating officer shoves the suspect and he falls backward over the officer that was kneeling down. That takes him by surprise. It's a very quick takedown.
So you have one officer kneeling behind the person that you want to take down.
Yes, sir.
And then the other officer pushes the suspect over that officer.
That's a quick takedown. That's a three-step. We videotape all suspects, put it on, and try to put it on the TV. Now,
okay, here's a question I need to ask you. What about the permission of people coming out of video stores?
The permission
of people getting their permission to videotape them, to put it into a pilot that you're going to show to the networks, and to eventually be on television.
It's an interesting thing, Phil. We do offer these people compensation. They are offered compensation.
All right, so you ask them, do we have your permission?
What we do is we say we don't want to compensate you to put you on Sex Track. We pay $10 per person. We'll pay $50 for a family. But you will find, Phil, and we found it really interesting, most people who are into sex and pornography and look at some of these dirty, read dirty books, look at the dirty magazines, are too busy waiting, you know, trying to get home with their dirty magazines so they can pleasure themselves or whatever they do to even know about their rights, you know. And that's the sad part about all this. That's the sad...
Well, I mean, Jay, you're telling me this is a... Some people may find this a violation of their constitutional rights.
Some people might, Phil. What I'm saying to you is a lot of these people want to go home and read their dirty magazine and get the cookies. And won't go home and get their cookies, but they don't have the wherewithal to understand what the rights might be, okay? All they want is to get the cookies. So on that...
All right, when you're talking about getting their cookies, run home with their dirty movie and play with themselves and not
be aware, I think, Phil, of a lot of the legalities involved. Now, that, I think, is the perversion that we're talking about.
All right, Jay Santos with us at 1-800-449-8686. Here is Petaluma on the Phil Hendry Show. Petaluma, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. I can barely hear you.
That's okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Listen,
we have General Jay Santos.
I just got a quick moment here, but I heard this guy talking about he's going to dress up in his little safari hat and a blue band and stand out in front of a video store.
We're a volunteer police agency.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter, a volunteer police agency. Have you ever heard of the United States Constitution?
Of course
I have,
sir. Of course I have.
Freedom from unlawful search and seizure? You can't
of course
come
I have,
my
sir.
Bag, and if I decide that you cannot do some three-step takedown.
Okay, could you say that again? Could you say that again? I lost my earpiece. Could you say that again?
Where are you now, General Santos?
We're in a substation, and I did not hear the gentleman's question.
Okay, repeat your comment, sir. I'm sorry.
My question is, have you ever heard of the United States Constitution?
Of course, yes, sir.
And the Fourth Amendment.
Yes, sir.
And the freedom from unreasonable search and seizure. And what I said was that if I am walking out of a video store, whether I've got Toy Story or some adult film, it doesn't matter to you. This is the United States of America, and you're not going to look in my bag.
Okay, I'm not at. All I'm saying is, may I look in your bag to see what kind of.
And I'm saying
take
no, and you're saying you're going to do a three-step takedown on me, pal?
Well, sir, you sound halfway intelligent. You best not watch very much pornography. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Well, it doesn't matter if I watch pornography or not. It doesn't
matter
if I'm watching pornography right this second. That's the beauty of America.
That's true.
I can be completely intelligent and completely articulate and speak to you on your level or above your level. And,
well, that's
and
true.
Still, it doesn't matter what I do in the privacy of my own home as long as it is legal.
That is true. But all I'm saying, we have a sexual addiction problem in this country. And what Sex Track hopefully will show on the television show that we want to put on the TV is to show the number of people who do rent adult pornographic videos from week to week or day to day, for that matter. And some of this stuff is pretty. I understand you're a police officer?
I am.
All right. You know how sick some of this stuff is.
I do, but I also understand
let me ask
that
this.
We have our basic, our
I want
basic
to ask the
constitutional
officer.
Freedom,
sir.
And people who have not gone through the same level of training that I have, who have not gone through the same street experience.
I'm only
that
talking
I have,
about if somebody gives
no,
a hard time.
Have no right nor no business to be standing outside demanding to look in people's bags.
Well, what is the three step? You ever heard of the three step takedown?
Are you asking me?
Yes,
I never have.
Yes, sir. But you kneel behind someone and then the other guy pushes.
That is correct.
For Christ's sakes, is this based on LAPD's program? Because I'm an instructor in that program. If there's a similar technique, and boy, I'll tell you what, if you start putting yourself behind people and dropping them to the ground,
that's
you're
correct.
Looking at serious liability.
What we do, all the officer does is kneels behind the suspect, and the
what
other
officer? Your citizen, you mean?
One of the citizens, auxiliary police officers, kneels behind the suspect. Then the other officer pushes the suspect. He doesn't see the person behind him. He's kneeling.
I understand that. Like
see?
I said, if this is based on LAPD's arrest and control program, I'm fully versed in that. I completely understand that, and I know what
three-step
takedown you're talking about. Well, that's a terrible thing to do. And I'll tell you what, if somebody took down my father-in-law or my uncle or my mother or whoever, just because they wouldn't let you look in their bag,
well, what have they
I'll
got
tell
in their
you
bag?
What, there'd be some hell to pay.
Wait a second. What's your uncle got in his bag? What's your mother-in-law got in her bag? What's the... Father,
what business
you know,
is it of yours?
What are they got some of this sex deal?
What business
sex
is it
track,
of yours?
Sex Track wants to track them.
Who cares?
All right, listen, thank you.
Why don't you
he dropped the F-bomb there, so we'll thank you, officer. And Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The three-step takedown sounds like something we used to do in the schoolyard, where you'd kneel behind one kid and the other kid would push... 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police talking about a new reality-based TV show that could be coming on the air this fall called Sex Track, where they videotape you coming out of a video store and look in your bag. And if you are carrying 101 Dalmatians or Iron Giant, you are in big trouble. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8- Pardon me. I had my coffee, went down the wrong way. 1-800-449-8686. General Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police from the state of California is on the line with us. They're going to begin filming a show called Sex Track. They're doing a pilot on Sex Track. They're going to be filming people coming out of video stores and finding out whether they have porn in their bag or not. By the way, General Santos... And you are at the substation, I know, there in Hawthorne?
That's correct, sir.
All right. You know the TV show Big Brother, you know that show?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, that's a reality-based show. By the way, their ratings are going in the toilet after like a week. They went from a 13.8 share down to a 4 share. You know, sometimes reality programming isn't all that it's cracked up to be. Where did you get the idea for Sex Track?
Phil, Sex Track was an idea that was hatched really not only by myself, but by the gentleman who founded the California Citizens Auxiliary Police, Commanding General Elvis Newton. And I was speaking with Commanding General Newton probably about 6 months ago, and we hit on the idea, and we knew that there was reality-based programming. And I told him I was very concerned about sex, and all of the sex tapes are out there. And I noticed the number of people renting these videos, some borderline porn, as I mentioned, 9.5 weeks, Two Moon Junction. And I mentioned to General Newton, what could we do about this? And he hit on the idea of videotaping these people coming out of the store. And I said, well, maybe we can turn that into a TV show to further educate people. And so that's really how Sex Track came about. And now, this week, we'll be stopping people coming out of, say, like a Blockbuster. Just say, take a peek around their bags. No big thing, and all the people are feeling upset about that. Just want to take a peek in the bag, see if they don't have anything that's sexy or some kind of a sex deal. Because if they got the sex deal going on in there, then, of course, you've got to take a, you know, maybe a couple of steps.
Well, are you going to take the tapes from them? What are you going to do? I mean, this is what I want to find out. But let's get to some phone calls.
Phil, what we're...
No, let me just get to some phone calls, and we'll answer that question in due course. Fort Wayne on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Yes, sir, good.
I guess my question is for this gentleman. I had talked to you. Are you guys going to be coming to, like, fly across America here, like in the areas of Indiana? Because I tell you the problem you're going to have. Indiana, about 65-70% of the population carries concealed weapons. And
right.
My problem I have, if I'm coming out of Blockbuster, first of all, as a Christian man, I don't rent this stuff.
That's very good. Well, you have nothing to worry about then.
But no, this is my point. Men have died in this country to have the right for somebody like me to come out of a store with my family. And I tell you one thing, if a person like
you got your family with you, you got a dirty movie. What's that all about?
That's the point. And it's not about pornography. It's about you guys assaulting people. Because I tell you what, you bring this stuff to Indiana, I come out of a store with my family, you guys do this three-step on me because I would refuse to allow you to look at my bag.
Let me ask
you. You're going to get shot.
Let me ask General Santos. Okay, let me ask General Santos a question first. That's okay. Do you have a chapter in Indiana?
Phil, we do have the Indiana Volunteer Security Brigade, and they operate out of Indianapolis.
Are they going to be in the Fort Wayne area?
I do not know the answer to that question. If we do the three-step takedown, first of all, three-step takedown is very simple, sir. Someone kneels behind you, and I just push you over them.
Understand that, sir, but the only thing I'm saying is when you push me, that is an assault.
That's an assault, Jay. And
well,
that is an assault.
Are you showing me your bag? Are you showing me your bag?
I have the right to
defend
myself.
Are you showing me what's in your bag, or are you not going to show me what's in your bag, sir?
No, I will not allow you to show you what's in my bag because I have the constitutional right.
That's a three-step takedown.
Wait a second. This guy doesn't have to show you what's in his bag. What if the dude's coming out of the store with Laurel and Hardy movies and whatever, okay?
I'm not familiar with them. All I can tell you...
You're not familiar with Laurel and Hardy?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, they were a comedy team from, the 1930s.
All right, is that... You're telling me that's not porn, then?
Yeah, that's about what I'm telling you. It's not porn.
My question is, if these guys are trying to make a difference, why are they capitalizing selling it to the media to sell and to show on TV?
Because we want to embarrass a lot of these people who are coming out of these stores with this Hardy deal. What were you talking about, Phil?
With the what?
Who's Hardy?
Laurel and Hardy ain't porn, man. I'm just trying to tell you, okay?
All right, well... We want to let people know that you got yourself some dirty movies out there, and we're not going to stand by and let you look at those.
And you know what?
And get
I'm
all
not,
hot.
You know what?
And you want to run home and get hot and play, you know, play a little tune on your fiddle. Hey, that's your business, okay?
That's fine, but you know what, sir? I have the constitutional right to protect myself from your assault.
This man says he's going to shoot you.
Pull this up in Indiana,
right.
You're going to have a problem.
This man says he's going to shoot you. What are you going
to
do?
Three-step takedown. He won't even be able to get the gun out of his pocket.
I'm sorry, young man, but you got a three-set takedown, but there's a point in time that I'm going to be getting up, and you've got a problem because I
have a
45,
when you are falling backward,
sir,
you'll be shooting up in the air, okay?
The only thing I'm telling
back.
You, sir, is you will have a problem.
Well, you know something? I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I do know General Colton with the Indiana Volunteer Security Brigade. You know,
who is General Colton with the Indiana Volunteer? Have you ever heard of this, sir? You're in Fort Wayne?
I have never, ever heard of this gentleman.
The Indiana Volunteer Security Brigade.
I have never, ever
and
heard
you've
of
never heard. Have you heard of the West Texas Auxiliary Rangers?
And
all
so
right.
I'm not saying that they may not do good work.
Okay, hold the line, please. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. General Jay Santos heads up the California Citizens Auxiliary Police and Auxiliary Police Force in the Southern California. There's also one we just found out in Indiana, the Indiana Volunteer Security Brigade. We know of the West Texas Auxiliary Rangers and a few others. They're out this week at video stores and adult stores, adult bookstores, taking a look at the videos that people are coming out of these stores with to track sexual addiction for a TV show they're looking to pitch the networks called Sex Track. I mentioned, and General Santos is with us on the line from his substation. We had somebody call up and ask you point blank, what would you do if they pulled a gun on you? What would you do?
Phil, I told you about a three-step takedown.
Never mind the three-step takedown. What would you do?
Well, one of the things that we do as Citizens Auxiliary Police Officers, Phil, is we keep our hands at all times with a fine sheen or a fine layer of lubricant. We keep a lubricant on our hands so that when they shake my hand, I say the first thing I always do is I say, hello, I'm General Santos of Citizens Auxiliary Police. I shake their hand. Okay, right away, what happens?
I'm sorry?
What happens?
Okay, I guess they got some of the lubricant on their hand.
That's right. They've got Vaseline or some kind of a grease on a hand. They go for the gun, slides off, slips off. Then the three-step takedown, and they're there, and pardon my language, but they're there with their thing in their hand because all they got is lubricant on it. That's number one. Number two, the three-step takedown. Number three, once the three-step takedown has been effected, the video, I can take a look at all the titles and write them down. Plus, we've got some great TV for Sex Track. And so you can't go wrong with that.
All right. If they don't sue you for, you know, putting them on the air without their permission. Here is Richmond.
They're not going to do that, Phil.
Never mind. Here is Richmond on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Are you being sanctioned by the California police departments to do this? Are they behind you on this endeavor?
I think all citizens are behind me
in trying to eliminate
the pornography.
People in a position of authority.
Are you in favor
of
pornography?
Have you been authorized by the police department to do this?
Am I authorized in what way, sir?
I think the guy's asking you.
Are you authorized to go out and do this?
We are authorized by the Constitution of the United States under powers of citizens' arrest.
Well, then, if you come to New Hampshire and do this, you better change the title from Sex Tracks to Blood Trails because that's what's going to be happening here.
Okay, you're another cowboy. You're going to pull a gun on me?
No.
I already told you I'll lubricate my hand.
If you lay a hand on me, and I'm going to retaliate. I'm going to lay a hand on you, and you
may
not like
the
way
my hands
lay on you.
You're going up against a couple of citizens auxiliary police officers who are trained in the three-step takedown.
Well, I'm a trained, retired police officer, okay?
Well, I may be fine, sir, but we are trained in the three-step
takedown.
I've got a
bad heart and a bad back. You push me over another body laying on the ground, and believe me, you will not be able to film 5 seconds after I get up.
With a bad back and a bad heart, sir, I think the only thing that's going to be happening to you is you'll be getting up and laying on a gurney.
Well, we'll
get into an
ambulance,
then. Okay? Because what we're trying to do.
This is dead wrong.
Well, sir,
you put me on a gurney. You put me in an ambulance, and I'm going to sue you.
The guy's
going to
sue.
Back to the
yeah,
Stone Age,
this
brother.
Guy's going to sue you.
Then why is he coming out of the porn store? What are you doing with porn?
It's none of your business.
What are you doing?
Do I have
with
porn
it?
In my bag? Or
oh,
not?
Don't want to answer me, huh?
What if
don't
I don't have
me.
Porn in my bag?
Then you got nothing to worry about.
Well, yes,
track.
I do.
Oh,
you said you're going to do a three-step takedown on me
no,
if
no.
I don't let
I'm
you
not.
Look in my bag.
No, but then I look in the camera and I say, this guy did not have any porn in his bag, and we let
well,
you
I'm
know.
Well, I'm not going to let you
while.
Look in my bag. I don't have to let you look in my bag.
All the
and
while, the guy's...
You're going to retaliate because I said no and
well,
do a three-step takedown?
Well, why are you saying no for if you got no porn in your bag? What do you
because
saying?
You're a knucklehead. You're
What's
standing
the last
out there with Vaseline on your hands. What, have you been playing with yourself?
Boy, no kidding. What's that all about?
Phil, you asked me how we get the gun out of someone's hands. Best way I know.
No, hey.
Best
well,
way I know
is
that's
what we're talking about
hand.
Guns here. We're talking about people retaliating against you.
Let me ask a question.
Pushing them over another body.
Look, if you got nothing to hide.
What if
it's none of your damn business.
Let's ask
what
the
I
gentleman.
Have in my bag.
I rented for my wife and I rented last weekend The Red Violin. What, have you rented a movie lately, sir? The gentleman in Richmond?
Well, yeah, the last video I rented was called Head Cleaner.
Head Cleaner? You're
That's
cleaning
right.
the heads on your VCR, right?
That's right. But this knucklehead, he's going to think it's a porn.
What's it called?
Head Cleaner.
And it's not porn. Oh, boy. You must think I'm stupid.
You
must
don't
really think
that.
I'm
you're
stupid.
On national radio
head cleaner.
How stupid you really are. You're
head cleaner.
People over
okay, the guy says it's the cleanest.
Down.
This guy comes out of a store with a video called Head Cleaner. He's not going to get me to believe anything other than the fact it's porn. You're going to go home and, you know, play a little tune on your violin. That's your business, okay?
But if head cleaner means he's cleaning the heads on his VCR. You understand that?
Yeah, that's what he wants me to believe. That's fine.
This guy's shot, Phil.
What? Seriously, what's the last video that you rented that you watched?
That I watched?
Yeah.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah, there was a lot
all
of...
All right, that's Sean Connery. That. Yeah, it's a prison movie. And,
yeah.
Okay. So I guess you're going to tell me there's no such thing as rough jail sex, right?
I don't know. You may be able to address that better than me with that scene on your hands.
Oh, boy, this guy's really making...
No,
oh,
you're
man,
on
you're
national
really
TV saying this kind of national radio, saying this stuff. You better back up and regroup,
dude,
my friend.
This dude's got Vaseline on his hand. Thank you, sir, for your call.
You got it.
1-800-449.
Phil, I'm not going to be on your program to be mocked by anybody. Citizens Auxiliary Police, I'm a commanding general with the city. Elvis Newton, who found it.
Never mind about Elvis Newton, okay? No, he's the guy that helped found the Citizens Auxiliary Police, dude.
Well, you're having yourself a real good time at my expense. And.
No, what I'm saying is simply there are constitutional considerations that you have not yet addressed with your three-step takedown and the Vaseline on your hand, okay?
What about it?
Fine, you can do whatever you want. You can walk around with Vaseline on your hand all day long. Try to keep the guy...
Okay, Phil, I'm a member of a country. I love my country, okay?
And it's just funny thinking of a guy with Vaseline on his hand, all right?
Well, I love my country, and the idea of porn and sex in my neighborhood, that makes me angry. I'm going to do something about it. I'm here to save lives.
Whatever, man. Here is Santa Cruz on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, so
yes, sir.
I'm a veteran, and I fought in Vietnam.
A veteran of what?
A veteran of the United States Army, rather than some made-up army.
Wait a second. What part of Vietnam were you in?
Of Americans to view,
you're 45 years old and you're a Vietnam vet? What part of Vietnam were you in?
I was at the very tail end of the war.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts was that?
Say again?
Where was that?
I was in Saigon.
And what color were your ribbons?
What color were my ribbons?
Yeah, you're in-country and you're out-of-country ribbons. What were they? In other words, you're a wannabe Vietnam vet, right? Have a nice day. Here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Well, that was great.
Hello.
I was impressed with that.
It's something that I don't like guys pretending they're veterans. It makes me angry. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Steve from
Hey,
Miami.
Phil, I'm a veteran.
Attorney.
You going to get mad?
No. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This
hi,
is
how
Steve
are you?
From Miami. I'm
yes,
an attorney.
Yes, sir. How are you?
And yeah, Phil, I would love to represent all the people that this fella assaults when he does his three-step takedown.
No, this is only if they. This guy said he's going to pull a gun on me. What do you want me to do? Stand there and spread my legs? He said he's going to pull a gun on me. I've got my hand Vaselined, and I'm doing a three-step takedown. And Mr. Henry can laugh about it. You can laugh about it. I got my hand lubed up, three-step takedown. Am I supposed to let the guy shoot me? Is that it?
Let me tell you.
Would you represent me?
When you start the assault by trying to do this three-step takedown, they have the right to defend themselves.
Not by pulling a gun,
they don't. And if it comes down to it, you're going to get shot, yeah.
Not by pulling a gun, no.
I can see a lot of people wanting to shoot you with your anti-American views.
Anti-American, sir? I believe in keeping our neighborhoods clean from pornography, and that if that means I got to put my hand on a jar of Vaseline before I go out at night, I'm going to do it.
You're going
to
keep this.
Pornography happens to be legal in this country.
Right.
Sir.
You're going to thank you for your call, sir. You're going to keep this country clean by whipping your hand through a jar of Vaseline before you set out for the evening. Is that it?
Yeah. And Phil, your filthy mind doesn't bother me at all.
It's not a filthy mind. I just want to make sure that this is how you're going to disarm people. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh yes.
Yes, sir.
First of all, this man is a self-appointed general as far as I'm concerned. I'm a veteran of Korea, and I don't remember what the color of my ribbons are.
I'm a general.
By whose account?
I was appointed a general by Elvis Newton of the California...
What gave him the authority to make you anything?
Elvis Newton is a commanding general of the California Citizens Auxiliary Police, sir.
I still ask you the same question.
Yes, sir.
What legal authority does he have to appoint you to anything?
We had a ceremony in his backyard.
I asked you for a legal.
All right, the legal authority was he sent away for his minister's license with the Universal Life Church.
So now we're talking about a ministerial thing, a religious thing.
No, I mean, he sent...
What did he do? So because he's a minister, he swore you in as a commanding general?
That's correct. And we had a ceremony. His wife catered it. It was in his backyard. I raised my hand, and he said, do you accept...
Let me explain something.
California Citizens Auxiliary Police Division. You get to be a general. I said, yes, thank you. And we had a cookout. We had cupcakes and hot wings.
Do you understand what acting under the color of law means?
Right. I know what happened. When the LAPD beat that colored guy, is that what you mean?
You have no idea what you're doing.
No, I'm out
speak
there with
to a lawyer.
Have
please.
You had, have you,
Do, listen to me.
It
listen
to
me.
You've been a victim of the three-step takedown, haven't you?
Listen to me and don't
you
interrupt.
You fell over backwards on your head.
Listen to the guy, okay?
You talking to me that way, Phil?
Yes, I'm
yes,
telling
I am.
You that you should see an
you don't
attorney
ever talk to a
before
general.
You go ahead with this.
You don't talk to a general that way. Cue my music, please.
I don't understand this man. He doesn't want to know the truth.
What truth?
The truth. You have to see a lawyer. Do you know what acting under the color of law means?
I know what acting colored means.
No! This is my point. You
whatever
don't understand the law that you're supposedly
a duly
upholding.
Authorized organization turns into action.
Are you listening to this, sir?
State troopers,
yes, I am.
Militia, the Rangers,
are the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men
but
whose training, skill, and
you know, you are acting under a legal authority or as a legal authority. You are not a legal authority, no matter who swore you in, unless it's a municipality or a state government. Lawyer to tell you what you're doing.
Thank you.
Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I can't believe that people are still pretending that they were Vietnam veterans or are when they weren't, you know. And that was something that happened when I first got into talk radio about 10 years ago, and everybody was a Vietnam vet. Everybody that called every talk show all over America, I'm a veteran, and this whole flag, I'm a veteran. I finally got so sick and tired of hearing everybody claiming that they were a veteran, and I'd be getting these winos, and these sterno freaks, and these glue sniffers, and these paint freaks, and these codeine addicts calling up and saying, I'm a Vietnam vet. So I called the Vietnam Veterans of America, which is an organization, and I said, how do I know whether a guy's a real Vietnam vet? And they put me onto it. You get a couple of ribbons when you leave the country, when you leave service. If you'd been in Vietnam, you got ribbons, and they're a certain color. And every Vietnam veteran knows what color those ribbons are or the ribbon that he got, whether he was in country or out of country. And they know the color of the ribbon and know exactly what the hell it is I'm talking about. And some guy's going to come on here and say, ribbons? I don't know what the... Get out of here, will you? 45, and the guy was in Vietnam. That dude was like... He was sniffing glue when Vietnam was just ending in January of 73. See, January 73, a guy had turned 18 in September of 72 would only be sniffing the freaking Vietnam War. So, way to go, Mike Schaefer, for a great screen job. I'm only kidding. I'm joking. Anyway, we got back from the beach last night, went up to Carpinteria, sat there on the beach, looked at the gorgeous waves, and the kids went in, you know, and it came out bitching because the waves weren't big enough. And meanwhile, we sat on the beach, my wife and I, and drank, you know, a couple of margaritas, nothing too illegal, just something she mixed up in a little cooler. We had it there on the beach. Just beautiful out there. And sure enough, about, I don't know, 50 yards away is some lady who's a listener to the show. And she, my God, I heard your voice. I got to come over and say hello. No. And I said, aren't you sweet? And my whole fam, she's got 58 people there laying on blankets, and they don't know who the hell I am, but she loves me. So anyway, we split and we came home, and we actually stopped and had some dinner. We get home and it's dark. And we're going up to the, and I'm carrying Catherine. She's 8 and she's small and she's asleep. So I'm carrying her up, and Maria gets up to the door. And Alex, who is the 12-year-old, says, Mom, there's a snake. Mom, look out, there's a snake. Maria swings around and with all four children present, begins just a string of expletives. No, I'm kidding. She said something like JC and GD and stuff like that. And sure enough, there's this brown and yellow snake crawling along the base of the patio there in the front door. And she gets in the house. She said, we'll go into the house, shut the front door, and open up the back door. We'll all go around the back. So I can hear, you know, as the door closes, GD, oh, Jesus. And she opens up the back. And I go out front and I open the door and there is this snake, right? And it's sitting there long and it's creeped up through the bricks. We got this brickwork in the front of the house. It's creeped up and the damn thing's got its head sticking out and it's staring right at me with the tongue darting in and out, right? So I said to Nicholas and Alex, I said, you remember those BB guns you got for Christmas? They go, yeah. Go get them. All right! You know, so they run upstairs and they get pellets. They got these big pellets. They stick them in the chamber. They pump this thing about 15 times because the more air you pump into it, the more compression you're getting, right? And the more velocity for the shot. And Nicholas aims this thing right at this snake as it's darting its tongue out. And he takes it out with this major headshot with his pellet. Just boom! Blows this thing's head off, you know. And I grab a stick and I throw it into a bucket because Maria's immediately on the phone to her mother and father. Immediately she's on the phone to her mother and father saying, we got a snake and what should we do? Well, take a photograph of it. Make sure you're not infested with these things. Call animal control, yada, yada, yada. So we've destroyed the snake, and just for good measure, Alex had a few BBs. He pumped about 50 shots into this snake. Took it out with a headshot, all this great stuff. We throw it into a bucket. Next, today, I just got the call an hour ago. My wife calls me up. She says, I called animal control. I said, yeah, what kind of snake was it? Well, it's a king snake. It's not poisonous. In fact, it's endangered, and they suggested we not kill any more of them. I said, it's endangered. She says, yeah, and not only that, but apparently they eat rattlesnakes, so they keep the rattlesnake population down. So you took out one good snake, one decent, loving, law-abiding snake that was looking at me like I was its daddy. I killed it. I murdered it. Last night at my house. This thing that was going to go out and eat rattlesnakes. Now I got 58 rattlesnakes in my garage. You think I'm going in there anytime soon? And then, of course, the kids think after we killed the snake that it was going to come back. You know what they did after this? Now, we got 14, 12, 10, and 8. Guess where they slept last night? In our room on the floor. I had to go around and double-check doors and screens because Catherine was convinced the snake could come up and gnaw a hole through the screen and get in that way. And I said, why, Catherine? Because it's mad about being shot. So it's going to come up and get us. Somehow it's coming back with 15 shots that Alex put in it. This snake's got bigger things to worry about. No, it's coming back to get me and everybody in my family. You know, if it was me, if I'd been a snake, that would have been what I would be thinking about. But that thing, I don't think that thing was that dumb. It just crawled out in the weeds and died. Poor freaking snake. Because these guys are all sitting, jumping up and down. Man, I want to kill something. As soon as they got these BB guns, they want to kill something. I said, you ain't killing nothing. You got a target? You can go and take a, you know, target practice. Well, what can we kill? There's no good. Animals don't have souls. Oh, get out of here. So I said, all right, you don't get to kill any mammals, and I don't really think you ought to be killing lizards. Any lower life than that you can kill. So Alex found a butterfly, and I mean put 86 shots into a butterfly. Little tiny butterfly just lands. He's like, pop, pop, pop. So anyway, the snake was a king snake, and it's like endangered, and we murdered it. And now all I want to see is a king snake. All I want is to see one king snake on my property. I'm going to feed it. I'm going to care for it. The kids ain't sleeping on the floor in our room. The snake is. Kids can sleep outside. After calling the animal control office and me saying all proud, go get your guns, boys. What was I, Papa Walton or something? Go get the guns, boys. All right, so there you go. I'm a murderer. And we'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.